Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. We are joined by Ken French, who, of course, is the host for Ducks on Fox Sports West and the Prime Ticket. And Kent, tough loss last night for the Ducks, a 3-1 lead. Bufflin ties it with 12 seconds remaining, and then they lose it in overtime on a Scheifele goal. But the Ducks have played quite well, and specifically Ryan Getzlaff back to being the player the Ducks fans expected.
Yeah, Getzy's certainly, taking his game to another level. And, he was just the number three star of the week last week. And, he's a guy that as he goes, so do the Anaheim Ducks. And heading into this road trip, 20 points in 12 games, certainly, leading the way. And that's all you can hope for, down the home stretch and taking a team like this into the postseason. Then you got a guy like Corey Perry. You always want his twin, as we call him, back in Anaheim. Although they're not skating on the same line, you want him to heat up as well. He's got four goals his last four games. He had two against the Jets last night. So when those two guys are heating up, good things are going to happen for the Anaheim Ducks.
The Ducks are a veteran team. Obviously, the goaltending issue, maybe it's not an issue, maybe it is, but Gibson, Bernier, if they're both healthy, is Gibson the automatic go-to guy, or Bernier's hot streak, does that maybe put it in question a bit?
It puts it in question, I think. I think Randy Carlyle has been pretty honest with, the players and the media, saying that, Gibson, who missed seven games with a lower body injury, he's been available in Vancouver. He was available last night in Winnipeg, and he'll be available tomorrow night in Edmonton. But certainly he's got to earn his way back. With Bernier, he's lights out. I mean, the guy that's come in and stabilized the crease when, Gibson was certainly the number one guy. He's, started 16 in the last 17 games. He's 9-0-2. His last 11. I mean, he's just, he's actually a guy that could be up for player of the month in March. And when you have a guy like that playing so well in the crease, and as you know, goaltending, special teams play such a huge part when you get into the postseason. And the guys have a lot of confidence in them. They have a lot of confidence in both guys. So it's actually turned into a very good situation in Anaheim. And I think Gibby is chomping the bit to get back to the crease. He was the number one guy before he went down. It'll be some friendly competition, I think, but I think you need, Randy's been very vocal again, saying, we have a 1A and 1B in Anaheim, and he's not afraid to use both guys. And I think that can only bode well in the postseason when, these are such high pressure, high tense games. And we're going to see that. You're talking about giving four tickets away tomorrow night. It's going to be the hottest ticket in town. It's going to be a playoff type atmosphere, tomorrow night, and also in Calgary for us going back to back. So, I think you'll see Gibby get a little, some time in the crease before we end the regular season ahead of the postseason. But I certainly think you'll see both guys used in postseason play.
Interesting. Now up front with Getzlaff, Rickard Rakell obviously leading their team in goals. Corey Perry though did score a pair. It's been a little bit of an underwhelming season for him considering how many goals he's scored historically the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But was that a glimpse of maybe Perry starting to wake up at the right time?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, he's got four goals in the last four games. He's got seven goals over his last 11. And you kind of wonder with these guys, we've won the Pacific Division the last 4 years, and that didn't shake out the way we wanted it to. So, I mean, I think the mentality of this team is just getting hot at the right time, just get into the postseason and take the momentum into postseason play. I truly don't believe they care if they win a division title or not here in Anaheim again. So, you want a guy like Corey Perry. You want him to play well. He's moved down to a line with Antoine Vermette and Nick Ritchie. They found a little bit of chemistry. Vermette's picking up his play down the stretch. And then you get a guy like Patrick Eves, who we got at the deadline. You put him up on top with Getzlaff and Rickard Rakell, who you mentioned. That line has found instant chemistry. You got a guy like Getzlaff, who's a playmaker. Patrick Eves loves to go to the net. And Rickard Rakell is, and I'm not just being kind of a homer, if you will, but he's got one of the better shots in the National Hockey League.
Oh, yeah. No, so, I agree.
You got those guys, you put them on that top line, and they have played well. And one thing, too, Randy's been talking about is he thinks for the first time this year, he's really got his line solidified. So you've got players going into each and every game knowing who they're going to play with. That brings a lot of comfort, developing a lot of chemistry. And in Vancouver a couple nights ago, we had 9 different Ducks find the score sheet when Getzlaf was out of the lineup. So you're seeing balance now with our lineup up and down. So, you know, that's certainly a good sign for us.
Now, looking at the Ducks roster for tomorrow night, who do you see on their – because I was looking down their list. Obviously, Vermette moves into their third, so that means Nate Thompson's like on the fourth line. Are they going to dress Bull, or is it Wagner, Shaw? What kind of happens on that fourth line?
It'll be interesting. The last time we played you guys, I think Bull was out there just from the physical standpoint, playing against guys like Maroon, was mixing stuff up with his former mates. You know, Lucci certainly can bring a big – body aspect of the game. So I would anticipate a Jared Bull being in the lineup, a guy that's going to be out there and be able to push back. And probably, you know, Wagner's been nice since he came back up from our San Diego affiliate. And certainly, as you mentioned, have Nate Thompson in the middle. So that's a kind of an energy line. But certainly they've been, you know, producing. And Nate Thompson, he's a veteran. He can take faceoffs. And he's a guy that, you know, plays very well at this time of year. So I would anticipate a bigger lineup from us. You know, maybe Nikurbini and Holzer can jump in on that blue line, a bigger guy out there on defense as well. So I think you'll see a bigger lineup from us tomorrow night against Edmonton.
Ken French joins us from Anaheim. Ducks in town tomorrow night. And then, of course, a big weekend for the Ducks to take on the Oilers tomorrow and then into Calgary on Saturday. And then they finish the season on a homestand. You mentioned they don't care if they won a division because ever since the new seedings in the NHL, the Ducks have won the division every time, and they have yet to win the Stanley Cup or make it to the Stanley Cup final. And that's because, you know, LA's a really good team. San Jose's being a good team. And this year, I don't know if I see much separation. The Ducks and the Sharks definitely have the experience factor on their side over the Oilers and even the Calgary Flames. But, you know, experience doesn't guarantee you success. You look at it from an Anaheim perspective, and you see how they match up against Edmonton, Calgary, San Jose. The players will never say it, but who do you think would be the best first-round matchup for the Ducks?
You know, I think just historically, you look at a team like San Jose, that's been such a great matchup for us. And we both, you know, big teams, the core group that's been there for since these guys went head-to-head. It'll be the first playoff series was 2009 when Getzlaf and Joe Thornton dropped gloves, kind of a famous moment in Ducks history. So I think we would probably bode well against the San Jose Sharks team. Calgary, we've historically played very well at home. I think you look at the record, and they've struggled at Honda Center over the last 4 or 5 years. And Edmonton's an interesting team because when I look at that team, they can play fast, they can play physical. Of course, you have Connor McDavid, you have Cam Talbot, who's been lights out. So they're an interesting, scary team, I think, for a lot of people in the league. So I think from a first-round matchup, just from a comfort standpoint, too, I think San Jose and us would certainly be a great series. It goes 6 or 7 games, definitely.
Hey, you know what? I love that you said that because for me, I want to see Edmonton-Calgary, ideally. So maybe that means...
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, be great for this market. Yeah, yeah. You're totally right, yeah.
Be great for this market. Yeah. Really, I think in San Jose, you know, their fans probably still resonate more to L.A. and Anaheim than they do Edmonton or Calgary.
No, I agree. And, you know, the Ducks, Kings, and San Jose, as all the teams have grown over the years, you know, the competition's just gotten that much more. And you see the rivalry, not only amongst the players, but also amongst the fans, you know, when you go to either arena, L.A. or up in San Jose. So it's certainly a great atmosphere. And I think you're exactly right. You get a Calgary-Edmonton series, especially two teams have been hungry to get to the postseason. And especially with Edmonton that's had the drought that they've had, I think it would be a special first round for both markets. And then, you know, coming out of that, the second round would be spectacular, I think.
Kent, enjoy the weekend. A big one in Alberta for the Ducks. Edmonton tomorrow, Calgary on Sunday. Appreciate your time.
I can't wait. It's going to be like a playoff-type atmosphere here, so it's going to be a lot of fun.